All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Hello everyone, my name is Doug Thornton. You're listening to American Vindicta. This is episode 89. Today's date is March 29th, 2022. We've been going over the America's Most Unexplained series. I believe today will be episode 5. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to be interviewing Mr. Jamie Walden, who is going to give us his insight, theories, and opinions on the alien disclosure, the alien deception, UFO topic. Jamie and I talked for quite a while yesterday, and he has some very good theories that I think many of you will want to listen to. I have been paying attention to the news. Moscow is wanting people to, or other countries to, buy their gas and oil in ruble, which now that the ruble is set for gold, that means you have to buy everything in gold with Russia. Smart way to run the economy. But let us not forget, the last couple countries that tried that, Gaddafi, Saddam, al-Assad, Syria, Iraq, Libya, they all met America's own version of freedom, didn't they? And we have the right people in charge of this country in order to bring that level of freedom to Russia. Now, Russia's recently walked back their statements on using nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Good for them. I'm glad to see that happen. But it is worrying some when we see President Biden saying that he now wants regime change in Russia. I've said this before, so I'll say it again. Imagine, if you will, what the world would do if Russia started to have a civil war, a violent revolution, lost control of the military, lost control of military assets, such as nukes. The police stopped responding to certain government officials, either dispersed or did their own thing, or just listened to the oligarchs who paid them the highest. And the infighting started. Now, ask yourself this. How long would the world wait to allow loose nukes in Russia? And by that I mean, how long would the world wait for that one not so mentally stable military commander in Russia or terrorist organization to get their hands upon any type of nuclear weapon? Let's say it is one of the ICBMs. If they had managed to find a way into the silo to defeat the security forces, let's say even if there was a government conspiracy, a military coup for it, how long would the world wait before they interjected themselves into Russia, causing not only just a world war at that point, because the entire world would step in to stabilize a destabilized Russia. But we would also get many assets. We would seize the gold. We would seize the oil. We would seize the gas. we'd be doing sideline deals with oligarchs and big businesses. You know, the big business would probably come back into Russia. We'd almost be looked at as heroes. I think many of you can see where I'm going with this. Putin better be afraid of getting Arkansided. I don't wish to see that man dead. But I'm telling you right now, Vladimir Putin was speaking the truth the other day, regardless of whether or not you like the man, respect the man, I don't care. What the man said the other day was true. The West and our corrupt, cabalist, elitist, liberal leaders, and there are plenty of Republicans and Democrats sprinkled on top of all this, they have declared war on Russia. Luckily, Russia hasn't declared war back. But doesn't it feel to many of you that war is coming? Doesn't it feel like to many of you that you have that feeling in the back of your mind, whether or not you even want to admit it, whether or not, you know, you're that guy who says, everything will be fine. I've worked with plenty of those guys. Everything will be fine. There's nothing to worry about. I've had people comment that, you know, say, does Doug even believe the stuff he's talking about? Absolutely. I absolutely believe what I say. I study geopolitics and I study history. I don't spend 3 or 4 hours a day on my phone playing video games or fantasy football or watching sports. I don't live in the lie of the matrix that the world's created for us so that we can put blocks on our ears and covers over our eyes so we don't pay attention to the hidden things that are happening. But they're really not hidden. They're happening right in front of you. They've almost completely destroyed our country morally, ethically, financially, historically. What's next? Is depopulation still the big talk of the day? The homosexuality agenda? Or how about turning our kids into transgendered radicals for a communist ideologue? Do these same people not understand that they're communist masters that they that they love to believe in, the Mao Zedong and all these other ilk? Do they not know history? Do they not know that every single one of the communist parties killed homosexuals by the thousands? But yet they're convinced they are on the right side. They've been brainwashed enough to, and convinced enough that they're doing the right thing. Yet they're gullible and stupid enough to not understand history will repeat itself. I find myself ranting today. I apologize. I had some cool stuff to talk to you about with the alien disclosure and stuff that our country has experienced in regards to aliens. And, you know, I was watching the Oscars, I believe, and watching Will Smith walking on stage and slapping the comedian slash actor Chris Rock. And a couple things came to mind. For one, who cares? I could give a damn less about Chris Rock's bad joke about Will Smith's wife, Jada. I know Jada supposedly has some sort of a skin problem, which has made her lose her hair. That's very sad. I've also heard that Jada has relations with multiple men. So, you know, ergo, Hollywood is weird. And I find it also very funny that Will Smith, whenever Chris Rock made this joke calling his wife Jada G.I. Jane number two, that he laughed. He laughed real hard about it. And then he got up and did something that I find conspicuous. He got up and he slapped Chris Rock. Couple things come to mind when I saw that. For one, and I'll agree with Joe Rogan and many others out there, it looked like Will Smith was playing a role in a movie. The way he reared back and he slapped Chris Rock was very comical. It was very movie-esque. It was not the way you would slap somebody. Now, I'm a bigger man than both Will Smith or Chris Rock, but if I were to slap somebody with that amount of torque and force, you're probably not going to wake up for a little bit. And that's the average person being open palm punched, slapped, in the side of the face. It hurts extremely bad. So I feel that what we're seeing are two actors, and this is an element of theater. And it's distracting us. It's doing what it's supposed to. Everybody's talking about it. It's on every damn website. And radio shows are talking about it. And TV shows are talking about it. All the social media is making all the new great memes about it. But why? Isn't it also funny that Chris Rock won't press charges? Chris, I think you should press charges. That's aggravated assault all day long. I don't see why you don't press charges, Chris, unless you're just a coward. But at the same time, the fact that Will Smith, if this was real and not staged as it feels it is, if Will Smith really walked up there and slapped Chris Rock, and he gets nothing done to him legally, then it goes to show you that these people get to play on a different set of rules than you or I do. And he wasn't even making any bad jokes, really. Ricky Gervais, another comedian, I don't think he's allowed back at the Oscars anymore after his last stunt, but he called almost every single person out in the chairs pedophiles, rapists, druggies, and alcoholics. No one came up and slapped him. I don't think that was planned. That's why. We have to ask ourselves, what is it that we're viewing right now? Why is this coming up? Why is this pertinent to our society? Why do we still even care about the Oscars? These people make up awards to give themselves awards. And then what do? During the awards ceremony, three no-name loser actresses get up and they start chanting the word gay over and over again. Now, I refuse to even watch the video of it, but I read about it, and it is very cringe-worthy. That was their version of protesting what's happening right now in Florida. And I just find it funny, once again, that these same people, these millionaires, multi-millionaires, they take valets everywhere. People drive them personally. They have limos, armored cars, armed guards, private planes, private yachts, private islands. God knows what they do on any of them, but we do know a little bit. We know a little bit about the private dinners that they do. We know a little bit about the, what's her name, Abramova, Abramovich, one of the most well-known witches in America, that even the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada went to her little witch satanic university thing that she puts on. We know that they're involved in that. Sad to see a lot of the actors that I liked for a long time. I mean, it's part of the wake-up call, I guess you could say. Even Will Ferrell was out there getting him a slice of a piece of cake that was, you know, shaped as a naked woman, as human sacrifice. If you've never got into any of this, you need to look into it. Russ Dizdar talked about it, and that's what really brought me into that world, investigating into it for myself, and I was just astonished. You know, even the singers that our kids listen to, like Katy Perry, there's another one, another real big one who talks about cannibalism all the time. Supposedly that she's even indulged herself in cannibalism while in France. These are the types of people, these are the types of monsters that we allow our children to be influenced by, that we allow our children to observe and watch. I just can't think of why we do this to ourselves. And then we see the unfolding of our country now, the deterioration of society. And people from generations beyond me go look back and go, what the hell happened? What went wrong? We try to find the root of the evil, but honestly, the root of the evil has been here for a very long time. People, especially in America, that claim to be Christian, they just refuse to believe that there is such a thing as witchcraft. They refuse to believe that there are such powers and principalities that are real beyond just what your pansy-ass preacher tells you at your mega church. One of these days, I'm going to have to get into a really big rant about every single piece of religion that calls itself Christian. We've been deceived for a long time. We, and I mean we in the church, we the body of Christ, we've been deceived by our leaders, polluted by the politicians, paid for by the big business and governments. And now what do we see? A watered-down version of Christ, and we allow every single bit of demonized policy into the body of Christ, and then we look around, we go, huh, man, look at all this fire falling from the sky. You'd think it's the book of Revelation. You'd think we were in the Great Tribulation. That day is going to come. I'm not saying it's happening today or tomorrow, 100 years from now. I don't know. I just know that one day, many Christians are going to wake up to fire in the sky, and few will have been prepared, and many will have not been. This is something that God's put on my heart today to talk about. I don't know why, just has. I had a bunch of stuff pulled up, but I think God wants me to do this right now instead. Do not be rocked to sleep right now. I know that things seem to be a little quiet. We're not talking about the freedom convoys. They completely discarded the freedom convoy that was in D.C. for, you know, 3 or 4 days. We're not talking about the war that's happening in Yemen. We're not talking about the atrocities that are happening on the border. We're not talking about the pending World War III of Ukraine. We're just all being rocked to sleep right now. You have to ask yourself, what in the hell is happening? Why? And it seems like every time the world needs something to grasp the attention, an event happens. Nobody cares about Will Smith. He's a soon-to-be a failed actor. You're getting old, Will. You're not funny anymore. I did like you in Men in Black. I will say that. But why is it that everyone's talking about it? It's because there is a distraction. There must be a hiccup somewhere in the plan in order for us to get this distractionary device. You know, and I was speaking about monsters earlier. You know, we people, we are the best known case for monsters that we experience right now. There are real monsters out there. There are real things we cannot explain. There are real creatures out there that people have been privy to. People have experienced them. The government has documented some of it. But what's sad is that what's so monstrous is how our country is more than willing right now to completely implode itself and to allow us to be overtaken by any other nation. If we're not on the top, folks, then we get subjugated. Just imagine if we ever get to where we're below the standard that we are now, we can very, very quickly turn into a second-rate, third-rate country. Very fast. All it takes is the power to go out. All it takes is the shipping to stop coming in. The wrong political assassinations spinning us into endless times of, you know, national emergency and martial law lockdowns. The wrong tyrannical government to spin out of control and call all of its public, you know, all of its civilians public enemy number one. Aren't there enough monsters polluting our world without our own kind? We Americans giving in to this nonsense and weakness that we see that is hamstringing the rest of the world. But this is a distraction from our true purpose. Our true purpose. We the patriots. We the oath keepers. We the people who actually believe in the Constitution. We the Christians who actually believe in our God and not the corporate Jesus that so many of these mega churches preach. We are here to cleanse this nation of our enemies, to expose them to the world. And that fight is going to come one day. Doesn't need to be right now, but that fight will come one day. Maybe I'm an old man when it comes. Maybe it'll be my children who have to do that fighting. I pray not. But at the rate we go, it's like if we just want a war in this country, we just want a war somewhere around the world. But we should be here trying to defeat communism and extremism by any means necessary. We should be continuing the march for freedom. We are the ones who hold the line, not the government, not law enforcement, not the military. It's we, the people, who is comprised of the law enforcement and the military and the government. But there's an obvious difference now between them and us. It was a very good tactic. The Nazis did it very well. And now our own politicians have done it. It'll take years before you to believe anything that the government tells you, based off of what Fauci has done, and Biden, hell, even Trump. Now, I know that for many of you, if I dare say anything bad about Donald Trump, that many of you will lash out at me, and I really don't care. I liked Donald Trump. I voted for Donald Trump. I would probably vote for Donald Trump again if my only other option was Hillary. But you got to understand something. Even while walking through the woods, as the axe looks up at all the trees he once remembers, he too was a tree. But now he's the axe. So we need to ask proper questions, and we need to demand proper results of the people that are in charge before that axe starts looking around for which tree to cut down first. Because the pillars of our Constitution, the pillars that make our society so great, are being cut down wholesale, left and right. It feels like there's just not many people out there fighting for it anymore. I discount almost everything that our politicians do now. I used to not believe like that. I used to think that our politicians really did good for us until, once again, I grew up. And I saw, especially being in the government for so long, that our politicians tread water and barely stay afloat. But at the same time, as they're treading water, it's always whenever we're watching them. When they're on TV, they're doing their part. They look like opposition parties. They yell at each other. They dehumanize one another. They scream and they rant. But when the cameras are off, they all go to lunch together, call each other friends and colleagues. Not one Republican can sit there and call someone who says that they align themselves on the left with socialism and communism and consider that person their ally, their colleague, a confidant. There's no way. Absolutely no way. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's probably one of the best ones that we have right now. Let's see how long she lasts. Pray for that woman's safety. I heard recently Representative Gates, I think his name's Josh Gates out of Florida, said that he wants to put forth a bill that will make former President Donald Trump the Speaker of the House. I don't think Trump would go for it. I don't think his demeanor or his pride would let him be anything but the president. But you have to ask yourself at the same time, what good did you do last time? Now, President Trump, he did a lot for the country. He did. Man, he signed executive orders. He was out and about visiting people. We saw him in California while we were building or protecting the wall that was being built, his proprietary different walls that were being built and tested. We were there for that. My team was out there for it. But, you know, here's the thing. Trump comes in. He starts to do good. He gets hit with backlash and scandal after scandal after scandal, all so far being proven to be false. And then the deep state rears its ugly head like it's never been seen before, and nothing gets done about that. Nothing gets done about the deep state and their deep hooks into the country and into the agencies that they're in, and these people remain in power. They remain in power, and what the hell are we to do about it? Trump didn't do anything about it. We experienced that time after time. Hillary never got put in prison. These are the questions that have to be asked. These are the questions and answers that we need to ask and demand of our politicians. Hold their feet to the fire. If you claim you're going to do this, then you will do it. And that starts really locally. That starts with your local politicians and then your congressmen, your senators. It is everyone's duty to be going through every policy that your senator and congressman have signed, have approved, funded, and to vet out if it is against the Constitution, if it is against our Bill of Rights, if it is against the will of the people, and if it is, and if it fits that globalist scheme, it's your duty to expose that. Now, luckily enough, many of them seem to just come right out and expose themselves because they don't care. There's very little accountability once you get to that rank in society as a politician. It's like you can do whatever you want. It's just like Will Smith walking around and slapping some loser comedian at this point. Nothing's going to be done about it. What was done about the politicians who lied us into going into Iraq? What is going to be happening with the politicians who lied to us about going into Libya and killing Gaddafi? What happened to the politicians who are lying about how much money they've sent to Ukraine that helped fund neo-Nazi military units? Or how about this? How much money did all these various different governors, big business moguls, politicians, and the money that they gave to China, who seeks nothing but global conquest and the demise of the American society? Nothing's been done about it. It's up to we, the people, to step in the gap. When our politicians won't do the job, it's our job. When law enforcement won't get out and protect our streets, it's our job. Eventually, we're going to have a choice, this moral, ethical decision in the road, where we're going to say we're going to do the right thing, abide by the Constitution, abide by the Bill of Rights and the laws, but we're going to protect our country, protect our economy, protect our infrastructure. Politics be damned. Could you imagine where this country would be if the Republicans and the Democrats would get the hell out of the way of American interest? Could you imagine just what we could get done if they would just stop funneling all the money to every other country around the world and actually put that money back in America? This would look like a completely different country. But they won't do it. And they continue to enrich themselves, and we get poor. And they ask you to pay more taxes. They present to you more policy, more procedure, more laws, more regulations. You can't do that. Oh, you can't say this. You can't call that person a boy or a girl. Now, we have someone in the Supreme Court, up for the Supreme Court nominee, who is going to be giving excuses for pedophilia. That is who Joe Biden elected to be the next Supreme Court justice. What will this nation look like then? when we take it easy on the child rapist. God forbid. Here's something that I find to be very interesting. I'm pulling this from the Epoch Times. Democrats push tough on crime bills as state houses ahead of elections. Some Democratic governors and state lawmakers are resorting to tough on crime legislation, often against the will of the party's progressive camp, as elections draw closer and violent crime emerges as a top issue on voters' minds. Most want to take more violent offenders off the streets, either by rolling back bail reforms or through tougher sentencing guidelines. In New Mexico, Governor Mitchell Lujan Grisham, a Democrat, signed an omnibus anti-crime bill into law in early March. In New Jersey, a measure sponsored by Democrats to roll back bail reform was approved by the State Assembly on March 24th. New York's Democratic Governor, Kathy Hochul, just proposed adding changes to the state's bail reform law in her upcoming budget proposal, resulting in a political pushback from Senator Majority Leader Andre Stewart Cousins. Grisham had placed the crime bill, which is House Bill 6-7, at the center of her legislation efforts this year, especially a bail provision that makes it easier to lock up those accused of violent crimes before trial. Now, I'm not even going to go any further into this, because I love it how now that everybody's up for re-election, now we're going to give a damn about Americans. Now we're going to give a damn about the safety of our civilians. Now we're going to care about being tough on crime. When if we just would have kept a gold standard in America of being tough on crime and holding corrupt politicians accountable, there should be a law. It should be a crime to be a politician and to be corrupt. It should almost be its own law at this point. The corruption law. I'm sure there's something out there on it. But whoever gets charged of it, the politicians own the lawyers. They own the FBI. They own the Department of Justice. They own Homeland Security. They own the intelligence agencies. What are you going to do about it, citizens? They just smear it in our face. We have to understand something here. That these people don't care about us. They only want your vote. Joe Biden said it whenever he was running for president. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Oh, God. Nobody called him racist for that. Could you imagine if Donald Trump had said that? Listen, don't buy the lies. Don't buy the lies of what these people are telling you. They care about being tougher on crime, but yet they're going to allow the border to be completely open. In my experience of working on the border, I don't want to say a majority, but more than a lot of the repeat offenders that we arrested on the border were child traffickers, child sex rapists, murderers, people who were kicked out of the country multiple times, drinking and driving, drugs, prostitution, killing people while they're drinking and driving. How many times have you heard that? And then they just get deported. Nothing happens to them. Where's our accountability there? And, you know, we don't talk about this a lot, but where's the accountability for being tough on crimes and then supporting your law enforcement who puts their life on the line to, you know, to be tough on crime, and then you tell us not to be? pay attention only to these laws, don't observe those, don't enforce these actions. Or whenever we make a valid arrest and we try to call the assistant U.S. attorney or the district attorney, say, hey, I just made this arrest, do you want to go through with prosecuting and pressing charges? Nah. Nope. It didn't meet the threshold of what I care for today. Just release them. And by the way, don't even give a citation when you release them. Just release them. Give them a good warning. I experienced that 3 or 4 times. Hell, I experienced that probably dozens of times just in our operations in Portland. But this is where it becomes unfair to Americans. Cities burn. Cities become cesspools. Demonic headquarters for demonically infused people who do nothing but take drugs. They listen to all the wrong leaders and they all corral themselves together like in Salem, Oregon, or Portland, you know, various parts of California, Seattle, Washington, you know, DC, New York, Dallas. And they're all democratic strongholds. I believe there is definitely a spiritual problem to this physical problem that we're seeing with the outbursts of crime. But where are the men of God? Where are the pastors? Where are the preachers? Where are the men of cloth at? Where are you at, Catholics? Where are the priests at? I see the Mormons going up and down in their bicycles and, you know, the 7-day Adventists or whoever they are. Yeah, but where are the actual Christians at? Where are the people who are actually on fire for God? You know, if your pastor's not going to do it, you get out there and do it. If your pastor's going to say, we don't do that in this church, that ain't the church you need to go to. It ain't a church. It's a synagogue of Satan. Too many churches are involved in all these New Age movements, thinking that right now we're going through like a millennial reign of Christ, or that everything is honky-dory and we're all here to, you know, pass out flowers and hug one another and we'll baptize each other in friendship, but don't you dare talk about war, famine, pestilence, or hell. That's why I'm just so sick of the church. That's why I don't go to it. It saddens my heart. Me and my wife wish we could. I would love to fellowship. But the last time I went into a church I was invited to go into, it was a Church of Christ, and I felt like Ezekiel in the dry bones. I was standing in a valley full of skeletons. Yeah, they sung beautifully. Not one person in there was moved spiritually. You could see it. And, of course, based on my looks, I'm automatically viewed as an outcast. I'm fine with that. I'm actually quite proud of that at this point. Because, you know, at least people will know that I'm Christian enough to stand up for my Christian values. You don't hear churches talking about hellfire and brimstone anymore. You don't hear pastors trying to scare the parishioners out of their sin, letting them know, hey, by the way, damnation and hellfire awaits you if you don't stop sinning. That goes for the pastors too. But no, it takes a heathen like me to get on the radio to remind people. That's amusing. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
Sometimes victory lies not in the might of armies, but on the blades and barrels and valor of just a few good men. When we talk about Civil War, Armageddon, there will be no magnificent victory, no glory or honors to be won. It will be cruel and pitiless. We shall bleed the enemy to death before they can bleed us. For as we've been told before, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. We have forgotten our oath of allegiance. We've forgotten our God. And America will pay the price for it. People of Israel, declares the Lord, I am bringing a distant nation against you, an ancient and enduring nation, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you do not understand. Their quivers are like an open grave. All of them are mighty warriors. I give command and I bring them. Giants are coming to fulfill my wrath. Rejoicing at the same time, insulting. We have but just a few options left in this country. For many years now, men such as myself have stood and watched as our country has been demoralized and destroyed from the inner cities, and it reflects upon the outcasts and the rich. We have allowed ourselves to be destroyed by politics and elitism. If the whole world is a stage, what part in it do you play today? I'm taking myself off of this playing table. I will not be a pawn of the aftermath of the chaos and destruction that is to come. War is what they want. It's up to us not to give it to them. Patriots, we must cling to one another now. We must be meeting with one another now, deciding the fate of our families. God has already decided the fate of our country. During those times, we will all be forced to endure, but may you all be found worthy when God comes back at the end. On the plains of hesitation lie the blackened bones of countless millions who at the dawn of victory laid down to rest, and in resting died.
Remember, the architect knows best the flaws in his own plans. The chain breaks at the weakest link. In ambition that he harbors, it will devour him. Satan loses in the end. But there is a grim and dark reality for many of you who believe we will not go through the atrocity and the tribulation. Are you not seeing it now? I pray during these times many of you find your backbone, especially the men of God. You're needed now more than ever. To the politicians. Oh, to sip the wine that is not of your labor. How bittersweet was it? Did the blanket used to warm your back now cover your face? What is it to breathe from our lungs? To eat out of our hands? To dream with mine own eyes? Oh, to be the tale of the time that we spent in war. To be crushed by the feet of better men, grounded away and bottled up, your own special prison to wallow in. To count the seconds away, day by day. For it was never the things you needed, or the admiration from the crowds, which you cowards wanted, was relevance. You want to send us back to war, but you won't even go yourself. I'll leave you with this. To many of the traitors in our midst, to the elitist who wish for us to protect them at all cost, when the Lord returns, I'll have something to say for you. Tell them ruin has come to their world. Death, despair, and a red war. I will tell them their hopes and pride have come to nothing. I will tell them their empty whispers fall upon deaf ears. Their false gods are dead. Their human reason has killed them instead. We will tell them that the angels of death have come. I hope I'm there to tell them that nothing can save them from that judgment. You reap what you sow. In that not so distant future, many of you, as you're running to your bunkers, you will cry out for the rocks to fall on you, to save you from the judgment of the Lamb. And you will turn to us, and you will ask the same, to spare you the wrath that God has brought to your door. Many of you will look up with pleads and cries, shouting to save you. And we who know what you've done will look down and softly whisper, no. Here is a call for the endurance of the saints. Those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came. And the time for the dead to be judged, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great, and for destroying the destroyers of the earth. This is Wrecker Actual. End of transmission. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.